now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. Neighbor, please do me this favor. I am David Brinkman. I may mean nothing to you, but at least respect me for my work's sake, for I have spent 67 years in studying my Bible to know my God and his ways. I have spent 60 years in the ministry of the gospel, with gospel tents, with PA trumpets, by radio, by road signs, and by films. I have worked 20 years printing the gospel by the millions in many languages, in Bible books, tracts, and posters, running presses and the machines to take in 700-pound rolls of paper and to turn out truckloads of packages for the mails to go around the world. And for 2 years, I have preached and prepared cassette tapes numbering 15,000 with 60,000 sermons on them, and establishing 70 tape-free libraries in 8 countries to loan out these tapes. All this has taken a long lifetime of labor, night and day. And I am still going strong at 83 years, and my wife, a willing helper, at 78 years. And as Christians sent me thousands of dollars each year to do this work, I have taken nothing but just our food and raiment. What for have I done all this? First, it is who for. It was for Y-O-U. You, my neighbor, who is reading this or who is hearing this on tape. And what was it all for? It is so you will never go to hellfire to be tormented in its flames under the wrath of Almighty God for your wicked, God-defying sins. And instead, you might go to heaven to know the joy of being with God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, in that home beyond this old world of woe. And also, that instead of you living the miserable life of a slave to your own lusts and passions that just gnaw away at you in their bitterness, and instead of you being so carried away with the allurements of this world, you will spend your last dollar to get a thrill. And instead of you being deceived by the devil with his powerful dope to make you live like there is no God, and you had no soul, and there is no hereafter with its heaven and hell, neighbor, instead of you living such an animal life in foolishly destroying yourself and every potentiality with which God your Maker has endowed you, for you to be set free from the dominion of sin within you, the world around you, and Satan above you, to live a Christian life, a life for God, a life of peace and joy in the Lord Jesus, and a life of blessing to your fellow men. So having declared to you my labors and purposes of your eternal blessings, is it asking too much of you this favor? What is it? Get a calendar and encircle this day, and then write at the top of it, no. Anyone seeing it will not know what that means, but you will know. It will mean that today you have decided to say no to God as he commands you to repent of your sins, and no to Jesus Christ as he calls you to come to him to find rest and peace in him as your Lord and Savior, and no to the Spirit of God as he strives to turn you from your sins and be saved, and to say no to me, the Lord's servant and his messenger to you. Then, having so fixed your calendar, do this. Sigh in relief. Thus. That settles, so now I need not to think about God, so here goes for a big time in my way of living. Then go to bed and sleep. And you should sleep soundly with all that off your mind. But what is that you hear? Laughter. Yes, a crowd is laughing, but somehow it isn't funny to you. It seems so downright wicked. It is devilish. Then you hear the prince of demons announce to his kingdom, "We've got him now. He's joined our crowd forever." That last word rings in your ears, forever. As you say, so I am with that crowd forever. Where will they be forever? The voice of the Son of God answers, "Depart from me, cursed, into everlasting fire." Body trembles and your lips quiver. So you fall to your knees at that bedside and cry, "Oh my God, what shall I do to be saved from all this?"
And write, "Yes, I will.
And that means this: my God, I will repent of my wicked sins, for I have been so near those everlasting burnings, I smelled fire and saw those flames. And me, like a fool, blindfolded by the devil, going right into them. Oh, my God, have mercy on me as I turn now to thee. It means that this day I do surrender to thee, my Lord, so henceforth it shall be not my will but thine be done. And Lord Jesus, I entrust myself to thee as my Savior, to save me and never cast me out, but receive me to thyself in heaven. I feel so safe, for I know thou art never fail me. And that yes I will means that I am done with my old life to live a new life. So, old man sin, I'm dead to you. Proud world, I'm crucified to you, for I now love Jesus whom you killed. And thou cunning Satan, you were about to swallow me up like a snake does a frog. But your conqueror dealt you such a blow at Calvary, he delivered me. I'm not in your gang now, but I may return to your camp to tell some of your dope victims what my Lord Jesus did for me and can do for them. So, now with your calendar marked, yes, I will go to bed. But you cannot sleep, for your heart is so full of thanks, you cry, I know he's mine, Jesus is mine, and I'm his forever, as tears flow. Then the Holy Spirit speaks, what about your brothers and sisters, neighbors, and the lost all over the world? Start here. Put that calendar where all see it. They will ask about those markings, and you start to tell them what the Lord has done for you, and I will fill your mouth. You'll preach them a sermon. They will see how real it is to you, so they have no argument. So then ask them to mark their calendar where they're no, or will it be their yes, I will. Then keep that calendar on the move, your shop or office, and you will have an audience as people ask about it. Put it at your front door, and as visitors stare at it, tell them what happened to you that day and can happen to them. And for me, thank you for doing me this favor. So from now on, I will not only have a literature and tape ministry, but also a calendar ministry. And in heaven, I will expect to meet hundreds, yes, thousands, and in their hands will be a marked calendar sheet with the no crossed out and the yes, I will on it big. When angels ask what that means, they will tell the story of God's grace to them, and all heaven will cry out, hallelujah, what hath God wrought, and with just a calendar. And I will weep for joy and tell one and all, it was not my message, for I just wrote it down as the Holy Spirit dictated it to me. To God be all the glory. And I didn't save them. My Lord Jesus saved them. So let Jesus wear the crown, for he is worthy. And all heaven will cry, amen and amen.